Hey, gang, there are so many important issues to discuss in today's political, cultural, and economic climate, and I can't discuss them all here. In fact, YouTube and big tech won't let me talk about it all here. And that's why I have exclusive uncensored live streams on Monday nights to cover everything. On Monday nights, I share all my thoughts and answer your questions in an in-depth, casual format that prepares you for this upcoming election with the truth. Today, I want to show you a quick clip from a recent stream that I hope will help you think clearly about these important issues, as well as encourage you to join our movement. Join an upcoming exclusive live stream, and I'll answer your questions by clicking the link in the description below and joining our community of courageous patriots building a parallel economy. I look forward to seeing you over there. Joan, just curious, what race is that Washington Post reporter? She is as white gets. As I understand it, that's the Washington Post. Yes, I believe she's white. You could go to her Twitter feed to find a picture of her, if I recall. So yes, once again, this is the absurdity of emancipatory politics. Emancipatory politics is a modernist, liberal redefinition of politics that sees the moral imperative of politics to, quote, emancipate or liberate populations from a culture's customs and traditions. So anything and everything that belongs to the conservative sensibility, a love of faith, family, freedom, patriotism, all this sort of stuff, it's all recast as racist, bigoted, sexist, all kinds of phobic and the like. And then you get into these bizarre outworkings of that, where once you become an activist journalist on behalf of emancipatory politics, you can find yourself, you know, being a white woman confronting Larry Elder, who's black, accusing him of being a proponent of white supremacism. I mean, that's because, again, you know, race now is being and dominant ethnicity and culture is being weaponized on behalf of a liberationist ideology. It's incredibly bizarre stuff, no question. Le Daniels, I have lived in many countries over my life. People are saddened by how Americans are being pulled apart by issues that do not exist comparatively in their own country. If U.S. is so bad, why do so many risk their lives to come here? Well, that's, you know, Le Daniels, that's a brilliant point. And I mean, you're pressing on the soft spot of the fact that the United States may in fact actually be probably, I mean, scholars have talked about this. We may be the most divided country on the planet right now. And the division is not between the people. This is what I thought makes Vivek and particularly Donald Trump so awesome, is they recognize that. They recognize that the people are more united than we've ever been before. It's the permanent political class that's doing everything it can to sow resentment, the politics of resentment in the midst of our population, so as to pit us against each other. So a very real seething resentment is being projected onto the permanent political class. So I think you're seeing the people versus our ruling elite, and the gap, the division opening up between the two is to such an extent that we may indeed be the most divided country on the planet. So we're divided vertically between the people and the permanent political class, but permanent political class try to exploit racial sensitivities, gender sensitivities, sexual sensitivities, whatever, so as to create horizontal division between the people. And they do that, of course, you know, to divide and conquer. They do that so as to make sure that resentment politics is never projected onto them. So they want to deflect that resentment, and they want you deliberately to be resentful of your neighbor. And it's just absolutely disgusting. This is what makes MAGA so awesome. MAGA is all about uniting Americans as Americans. So if you're here, you're here, and you're here legally, Trump is 100% by your side. You've got Trump in your corner. If you're here illegally, it's time for you to go. And if you want to get in here illegally, sorry, no way. That's why we have walls, borders, and the like. So the MAGA movement, but it goes on the Make Hungary Great Again, you know, Make El Salvador Great Again with Nayib Bukele, now with Argentina, with Javier Milei, with Putin's Russia. If you belong to our nation, I am here to protect you. The government is here to protect you. We are not going to accuse one group as being of Americans as being bad and this other group as being good, oppressor versus oppressed and the like. We're not going to look at all the acts of racism and then we're going to single out this one, this white supremacism, as particularly, you know, insidious. As Vivek said, we're going to try to combat racism, period. The only racism that is demonstrable in our system right now is a top-down ruling class infused DEI and affirmative action. So yeah, there you go. I think we're one of the most divided countries on the planet right now. And we have our left-wing ruling class to unfortunately thank for that. Thank you, LaDaniels. I'd love to hear all the different countries you've been to. David Jackson, how do you go about cleaning out a corrupt judicial system by using that same corrupt judicial system?
But first, gang, our good friend Mike Lindell needs your help. Mike is one of the strongest patriots working tirelessly for the America First and MAGA movements in this country, and also happens to be a very close friend to this channel, as you know. From election integrity to protecting American businesses, Mike really does it all. And now, as the cabal of deep state lawyers and election machine companies are trying to take Mike down with frivolous lawsuits, he needs your support more than ever. Mike recently said he was going to fight every lawsuit until he wins and will never settle out of court with people who help rig the election. So with this in mind, I want to remind you about the incredible MyPillow deals Mike is offering with my promo code TURLEY. Now, if you just click on the link in my description below, you can save well over 60% on all sorts of incredible MyPillow products. Of course, Mike is offering huge savings on the new and improved MyPillow 2.0. But gang, I would also recommend hugely Mike's My Slippers, as well as his amazingly comfortable bed sheets. These are some of the comfiest slippers and sheets I've ever owned. In fact, I would use that word to describe all of MyPillow's products: comfy. Comfy to the maximum. So don't wait, gang. Support Mike as he fights for election integrity and get some extremely comfy things to boot. It's a win-win. Don't wait. Click on that link below or go to mypillow.com/Turley right now.
Or how else could it be done? Yeah, so we've seen something akin to this. We've seen it in Russia. We've seen it in Poland. We're seeing it with the Knesset in Israel. And every time it happens, the corrupt liberal elite scream and cry, democracy, democracy. When in point of fact, these judges and the court system just does the bidding of the ruling elite. There has to be an absolute overhaul of the judicial system. The way the Knesset did it in Israel is they just changed the rules. I mean, remember, Israel's constitution is very young. And so it's still, in a sense, a kind of work in progress. But they had a Supreme Court that would choose themselves. They chose their own successors. So, you know, Ruth Bader Ginsburg would have chosen her own successor. And the way and liberals champion that because, oh, look at that, the separation between, you know, the powers between the courts and the Knesset and so forth. And the Knesset's incredibly conservative right now, very right-wing. Left-wing doesn't even exist. And yet they have constant left-wing, liberal, woke nonsense forced upon them by the Supreme Court. So they reined it in and said, no, from now on, Supreme Court members are going to have to get appointed by the Knesset. And so they had to fundamentally change the way the structure of their courts are. Same with Poland. The Law and Justice Party did the same thing in Poland. Will the judges become naturally more reflective of the conservative culture? Absolutely. And amen to that. Absolutely. The law is not above culture. The claim that the law is above culture is itself a cultural statement. Not all cultures would say that. A very particular culture with a very particular history and philosophical tradition would say that. Right? So it's self-defeating. So, no, you're right. I think we're going to have to rethink how we do law. I think so much. Well, I've heard it said so much of our law has been replaced by legalism, and legalism is what's known as a positivist law or positivist legalism. It's the notion that judges and institutions actually create law, as opposed to natural law, which our founding fathers adhere to, which is the notion that all of our law traditions need to be reflective. Law fundamentally is discovered, it's revealed, and that's through reason and also through religious tradition. And so our laws should reflect that history of rational religious tradition. They're not opposed. Reason and religion are not opposed to each other in natural law. It just doesn't work. Now, again, it's not the church making it right. It's not established religion, but religion itself, wisdom, virtue traditions are an intrinsic part of the natural law tradition, which are, again, which all of our founding fathers adhere to. In the 19th and 20th century, we moved into the realm of positivist law, where the law is now a legal system set and created by professionals, a class of jurists who have no natural law allegiances whatsoever. They just create the law. And then the blowback to that is now, of course, they create the law for their own benefit. They create the law and they end up standing above the law. The law is always created in such a way that benefits them. Whereas natural law, everyone's under the law, equally so. That's at least the theory. That's the idea. So we're going to have to change that, it seems to me, at the level of the law schools. Let's start with Harvard. We're going to have to start bringing in legal experts in natural law who are real true believers to bring back that tradition. But then that's going to require red states and Republicans to provide some political muscle and oust Claudine Gay faculty all across the universities within their jurisdictions. Seems to me that would be what we would need to do. Thank you, David. I hope you enjoyed that clip of my Monday night Insiders Club live stream. Join us live next week by clicking on the link in the description below and joining the coalition of patriots worldwide building a parallel economy to return to our roots of faith, family, and freedom. Click below right now.